This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So how has Hawkeye's role evolved from Avengers 1 to Avengers 2?
It's a lot of the stuff that Joss and I talked about to do in the first one, but just didn't work out that way. So it was, it's really exciting for me to and Joss to kind of dive into the character a little bit more. There's some wonderful secrets and relationships deepen, and there's a lot more of him to deal with versus, like, you know, the hypnotized version of him, you know.
It was fun yesterday talking to Lizzie Olsen. She started really laughing as she was talking about the relationship that you have with Pietro and Wanda, and how
yes.
you are a delightful grump. can you talk about them and bringing them into the movie and how it's been to sort of welcome them into the Avengers fold as a cast?
Yeah, those are great characters. Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are great characters, and my character and them have a lot to do together. They're a little blurry on kind of where they stand and as far as good and bad, which I appreciate, I guess. but yeah, it's a. I think I'm the sort of policing them to see if they're worthy or not, I guess, of being, you know, good guys or bad guys. I question them a lot.
One of the biggest questions that came out of Captain America 2 was, because S.H.I.E.L.D. was falling, where was Hawkeye? Are we going to get a definitive answer
You'll know.
To that question?
You'll know in this movie, yeah.
How quickly?
Where he's been.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll know. Yeah. It's actually a really wonderful secret and reveal. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We saw a bunch of gear and diagrams and a table full of Hawkeye arrowheads and weapons. Can you talk about his new weapon set and his new... We saw also photos of his new costume.
Yeah, he's got a coat because we were fighting in the woods, so I guess he's got a... he's got this pretty cool coat. I can't move in it, but it's cool looking at least.
Gotcha.
And, the tech is always... Yeah, there's always new tech and different things. There's a... I don't want to get into any of that sort of stuff either, but yeah, there's some new costumes, new tech, got some new characters, new good guys, new bad guys. A lot more of us together in the movie is all Avengers, which is, I think there's only once or twice that we had that. So that's been quite fun, and the long days to shoot because a lot of people to cover in a scene when you have like 10 Avengers in a movie, but in a scene. But there's a lot more of what I think worked in the first one. They'll have that exponentially more in this one.
I was going to say, what was your reaction when you first got the script, and how much changed from when you first got it to what you're actually filming?
The bones of it were always there, and with the script that we got was really solid and great. And then as we go along, there's more things we find, and as in any movie, there's just so much to cover. I don't know how Joss does it. All I have to focus on is like small little parts. Like I ask, what the heck's being built over me? I have no idea what's going on. I mean, this world and all the things going on in this movie is so vast and so many things going on. I think for the most part, the script is what it was when we started. And, you know, you make minor adjustments to here and there for clarity and, but it's a big, big, big movie.
By its nature, Hawkeye's a very physical role. He saw
yeah.
a lot. He was very involved in that final battle sequence without having the powers or
yeah.
tech of some of the others.
That's
how
the fun
has that
part.
Changed? How was that?
That's the fun part.
Yeah. But so how's that changed with this movie? Is it more physical? Does it feel like do you still have to kind of feel like you have to kind of stay up with the other people?
I suppose it's. I've done a lot of that stuff already. Still have a couple more sequences to go where it's, you know. It's fun. It's you have to be a smart fighter when you don't have superpowers, you know, and that's what makes him sort of super in a way, I guess. You know, he has to use his mind as much as it is his physical ability and his ability to never miss. And just don't miss. Stay at a distance and don't miss.
Hawkeye seems very cynical and skeptical. How does he react to something like the Vision?
Yeah, that's that again. That's a just like, you know, Pietro was Quicksilver and Wanda was Scarlet Witch. I mean, we're always very skeptical of new people because it's sort of military kind of thinking in the sense of like, I have to trust that you have my six or you have my back. Well, I'm trying to manifest something up here. You have to work as a unit, as a team, otherwise we all fail, or I die, or somebody else dies. So that's where the skepticism comes in. It's not just to be grumpy or not to like somebody, but it's all there for a reason, and that plays a lot in this movie.
Does he have a strong connection to Black Widow for that reason?
Yeah, of course. They have a long, long history together, and that there's more of that revealed in this as well.
Awesome.
Is he particularly skeptical with Scarlet Witch, though? Because, I mean, he has to be kind of burnt after having his mind controlled.
Well, yeah, there's a little bit of that. Yeah, I mean, because that happens to people in the movie, I guess. You know, it's I'm not giving away too much, but yeah, I mean, that's he doesn't. Yeah, there's animosity, I suppose, with any newcomer, good or bad.
The last few years have been especially kind to Hawkeye in comic form. I think Matt Fraction has created a whole new take on the character. It's amazing. Is there any sense for you as the Avengers, as you're finished with this, that they're going to explore Hawkeye away from the Avengers?
I don't know. I mean, no. Well, I mean, there's always opportunities in the Marvel Universe to jump into a lot of different scenarios, but it only makes sense, I think, just as an outsider, that, you know, Captain America, those sort of things, he fits into that world pretty well because they're similar in their sort of military kind of ideals. Like Hawkeye's not in Thor. It's hard to really imagine that. But, you know, they leave it pretty wide open for a lot of different venues and a lot of different scenarios to happen. I do not know the future. I'm just happy to be doing it now.
Do you have a personal favorite Avenger? As a captain?
As captain?
Or? Yeah, as yourself. Do you have a personal favorite?
Oh, I don't know. I think they all have their own cool things about it. It's like, but as an actor, there's no other part I'd rather play than the one I'm doing. It's a real human being, and I know how to do real human stuff. I don't know how other guys do that superhuman thing.
Just as kind of a follow-up from my earlier question, how is Hawkeye dealing with the fall of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Because obviously this is an organization he was a huge part of, and not only was it rotten to the core. I
mean. Yeah, you know, it's, for me, my take on it is, you know, it's probably a good thing. Mm-hmm. He's kind of a loner anyway, mm-hmm. and he's a team player only because he sort of has to be. He's not really a company man.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Cap, I guess, can be that guy.
Yeah.
Hawkeye is on his own accord. Again, a lot will be revealed with a few simple scenes. You'll understand why he is and thinks the way he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't think was ever really that important to him. Fury's awesome. He likes Fury and we'll do anything for him, but the company man is just not him. He doesn't punch in and punch out.
Without knowing the future of Hawkeye, where they're going with it, I mean, they obviously had a pretty successful season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
where Hawkeye could have appeared. They're doing all these Netflix series where they theoretically could have Hawkeye show up.
Right.
I mean, do you kind of have any interest, like what is your personal interest as far as being more involved with the Marvel Universe as Hawkeye outside the movies?
I think there was talk of having, you know, some of the guys go up and jump onto the TV show. I remember them mentioning something about that. Again, there has to be a good rhyme or reason for it, and you know, I like the character enough, and anything to do to explore him more, you know, I'm always open to it, because he's obviously not had a franchise of his own to really deeply explore who Hawkeye is, and I've always liked to explore the guy more. He's an interesting character to me.
Is there a conflict with the movies? What Joss is doing with the movies to have him appear in things, or they really have to keep it very tightly?
Even if you, when you blur the lines like that, you still don't want to cement yourself into a direction to where, you know, you kill somebody off, it's hard to kind of bring them back. I mean, they kind of did that with S.H.I.E.L.D. with Coulson and Avengers died, right? And they try not to box themselves too much into those things because it leaves options for them. Feige is the puppet master behind all this, so I think they're really smart about that stuff.
Talk about the vibe on set compared to the first film. Downey and a few of the others have talked about it's much, everyone's having a lot of fun, and it just feels like a more of like a family unit.
Yeah.
Is that how it's been for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I saw Downey like twice, I think, in the last Avengers, and this one, you know, we're all together a lot more, so that makes it really, really great. And also tedious when we shoot it, because there's so many people to cover, and there's so many storylines to tell, but it makes the off-camera stuff just so much more fun. I personally like to go to work and just work and like knock out some action sequences and get it done, and we do that, but then when we're all together, it's really great fun. It is a really wonderful family unit. It's the best part of doing a big crazy action movie like this, which usually can be quite unfulfilling as an artist, but because all the people involved in this are so great, it makes coming to work every day really, really joyous.
In terms of the action, Chris Evans was talking about consciously really wanting to evolve Cap's fighting style, and that we've seen that happen. Did you want?
Yeah, I think that's always still always trying to find that, and they always, again, there's new tech and new costumes and new things, and there's always new abilities and new sort of things. Like, for instance, if Hawkeye's a distance guy, and what happens when it's close quarters? And we did a little bit in the first Avengers, but having to use, you know, arrows just in hands and having to do different things like that, which can be a little bit, be nimble and fly under people's legs, and you have to be clever with things. Clever fighting is to me what I'd like to explore a little bit more with that as well. And then using each other, like if it was Cap and I and say Widow in a scene, and how we can use each other's abilities to, you know what I mean, as teamwork. Instead, he can toss me somewhere up or higher, or, and that's where these new characters are great too, with Scarlet Witch. You'll find that her abilities are just being tapped into in this movie, and what they can become. She's still learning what they are. Which is really cool, man. That's to me, as a nerdy, geeky dude about this world, is like, that's what I'm excited to kind of see what happens in the future, because that could be quite fun. Again, it happens a little bit in this, but I really want to explore more of that.
We saw in the prop room, you've talked a little bit about it, like a whole bunch of arrowheads that have almost been like starked out. Can you sort of talk about like some of those things, and did they tell you in advance before filming, like, you're gonna have some arrows that do this, or is it sort of you arrive on set and they show them to you?
Both. There's both. It's also, it's kind of a, kind of like the bat belt, you know, for Hawkeye. He can really, has a lot of utility, and for writers and to make this thing creative in any scenario, we go, oh wait, he has an arrowhead that, you know, does this and does that. And, but it's still just the tip of an arrow. It can only do so much. But yeah, some things, we've got a couple new tech things that were pretty cool. I'm like, oh, I didn't know I had that. I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's a cool one. Yeah.
You want to tease us with one of the specifics?
No. There's a couple new ones, though.
With Hawkeye being such a lone wolf character, we know that before this movie, they have already reunited in a way. Like I think Evan said, like, they are a military unit, the Avengers.
Yeah.
Was it easy for Hawkeye to sign up when he was like recruited or whatever to that? He's like, I'm aboard? Or would Hawkeye... Like, I'm curious what the motivation is for Hawkeye to join a team rather than doing his own thing, you know?
Yeah, you have to see the movie for that one, rather. Yeah, for sure. If Cap is the captain, he calls, or Fury calls, that's who he listens to.
It's go time.
Yeah.
Guys, last question. Now, Joss's touch was obviously all over the first Avengers, but this movie is different because it was his from day one. This is strictly coming from him. Is there a sense, I mean, and Robert talked a little about finally knowing Joss after this movie. I mean, how has that been different in working with him, and has the mood on set been different just in terms of your relationship with Joss?
Well, I'm seeing him a lot more, which is nice. You know, I've known him since 98, since I did Angel with him. It's great to dive into the kid. And he's just as excited as I am about, just for me personally, for us finding, you know, who Hawkeye is. I remember the beginning of the movie, we're shooting the end of the movie, as movies go, right? And there was this moment where, you know, it's more of a chatty bit for Hawkeye, and we realized, and we're running out of time, we're doing all this stuff, all this action stuff, and it's like, let's just finish all the action, and maybe we can do the little talky bit back on stage or something. And because he was a little afraid, he's like, this is the first time we really kind of see him in his personality, or what his sense of humor might be, or who he really is. I'm like, yeah, I know, let's think about it for a minute, let's play around for not have like 30 minutes to shoot and cement ourselves into something. So it's been a lot of fun. You know, I always feel good because I know him so well. I know when he likes a take and he likes something, and it's always been like 1.5 takes and like, okay, we're done, got it. And when I get him smiling or laughing and he feels good, and that's a good feeling. I like making him happy because I trust him. Even though I don't know what I'm doing and half the time, I'm like, really? All right, I'll do it. And I mean, I'll fight back on a few things. Like, yeah, I know how to shoot a bow and arrow. you tell me like what to do. But yeah, he's great, man. We've had a lot of fun, and he's the mastermind behind all this stuff in these Avenger movies. They're impossible to write, impossible. But he does it and pulls it off.
Great, thank you, Jerry.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, man.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, you guys.